You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, welcome back to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I'm Todd Ury, the founder, and very honored to be the leading podcast for the pharmacy profession. This is absolutely amazing. Recently, MPH, a master's program in public health, MPH Online, which you can find at mphonline.com, gave the Pharmacy Podcast and our 45 PharmD participants an award of the top 30 podcasts in the healthcare industry, which has been very exciting. Part of the reason that we are doing as well is because of our sponsorships, because of the intelligence that we're bringing to this network. And my sweet spot originally was technology. It's actually one of my most favorite facets of the business of pharmacy to talk about. And I started out in pharmacy management systems. So today's guests are very special to me because of those roots in pharmacy technology. I would like to introduce the team of Micro Merchant Systems, which is a pharmacy management platform for community, long-term care, specialty, and hybrid operations, really doing some absolute amazing things. And I'm going to kick this podcast off with an introduction of Brian. You have been in the industry, sir, for quite some time. Brian Courtney, welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Well, thank you, Todd. I appreciate the podcast network. As dynamic times call for dynamic tools, and we're really excited to get to utilize the Pharmacy Podcast Network to help continue to get our information out there and help the pharmacy profession as we continue to work to try and help patients with this COVID-19 situation. So thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Something that's a pleasure for us, which is absolutely amazing opportunity, is to talk with Mr. Akbar Merchant. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Pleasure to be here. And thank you for the opportunity to speak with our clients through this medium.
Well, Brian, you and I have talked so many times about the stresses on pharmacy management teams, people that are operating pharmacies, and how the heart of an operation in a pharmacy is the pharmacy management system. So I'd like to give you the opportunity to really explain to our listeners, why is Micro Merchant Systems, why are they a market leader?
Well, thank you, Todd. Micro Merchant Systems is a pharmacy technology company that's been servicing the needs of the independent pharmacy market for 30 years. Thousands of pharmacies throughout the United States and Puerto Rico use us to manage their retail, specialty, compounding, long-term care, mail order, 340B, telepharmacy, hub service, health system and physician office outpatient pharmacy technology needs, and more. We're basically in every aspect of outpatient pharmacy except for infusion pharmacies. Our Windows-based PrimeRx pharmacy management system serves as a local or hosted platform for innovative solution offerings. We have each and every product, interface, and service to get and keep your pharmacy running at the peak of performance.
You know, I understand that, Brian. I understand what it takes to be that hybrid provider. Independently owned community pharmacies cannot survive without doing some things out of the box now. That's adding in other services that they're providing to their community. Mr. Merchant, this is a pleasure to have you on the show today. And I wanted you to talk about the history of Micro Merchant, the history of the creation of the software system.
Sure. That takes me back a long time. And thanks for having us on your podcast this week. When I was a student in computer science here, I also used to work part-time in a pharmacy in Brooklyn. And one of my responsibilities was to feed data into the system, that is do billing for Medicaid and Medicare and other insurances. The system at that time obviously was very basic. It had fraction of the capabilities that we find in the systems today. And so one of my responsibilities was to do the data entry and send out the billing. While I was working on the system, I kept on thinking, how can I improve this? Because it used to bother me that it is not laid out in a certain way to enhance or to allow me to efficiently enter the data. So I used to get frustrated with that. And then one of the days I shared my ideas of how to make the system better and more efficient with the pharmacist. And when he listened to my ideas, he agreed with me that if we made those changes, if somehow this software can be changed to work in a different way, it would be much more efficient. And so I decided with his encouragement that I think I should create a system since I was a computer science student. So I started working on a system on my own part-time in the evening, and I didn't mind the long hours in the evening working on the system because programming was my passion. It took me a while, I would say about a year or so, before I had a system in a way where I was able to showcase to the pharmacist. And pharmacist liked what he saw, and actually he started suggesting, you know, many more ideas that we can incorporate into the system. Which helped me really think through a little bit more as to how we can enhance the system more and make it more efficient. So that was back in 89, and a few months after that, I was able to come out with 1.0 system that was fully functioning for the limited purpose it was designed for. So it took me a couple of more years to further enhance it and start to market, you know, the system, to start doing the demos. And as we started to get more traction, in early 1991, we incorporated Micro Merchant Systems to start selling the system under that name. So the first incarnation of the software was, it was a comparatively simple system, as I said. We were just trying to meet the needs of the day at that point. But then as we took it to the market and started getting more and more traction, we kept on enhancing the system based on the feedback that we were getting from the field, and kept on adding new and innovative features into the system. So over the next few years, the system grew to be the best system in the market at that point. Obviously, when we started at that time, the technology was very different. Our system, like the others in the market, was a DOS and character-based system. So as the technology was changing in late 90s and early 2000s, we started to work on our Windows platform, Windows version of the system. And I believe in 2003, we came out with our first full Windows version, that is true Windows version of the system. And we were the first company to come out with a fully functioning Windows system and true Windows platform. Today, we have the most innovative and far-reaching pharmacy software system in the market. One of our strengths is the flexibility that we have in the system and the way we are able to respond to the changing dynamics in the market and changing needs of our sophisticated customers. Our team is awesome and are very dedicated to helping our customers get most out of the system. We are constantly innovating to stay true to our slogan, software without limits.
That's great. I remember those days, moving from DOS-based to some open database like SQL that you can actually extract data out of and do other things with is so important to these pharmacy operations, especially ones that want to dig deeper into other facets of pharmacy like compounding, long-term care, and specialty. And that's what impresses me with your system and the team that you've built over the years and the customers that you've attracted. And what I'm always sensing from that micro merchants team, and Brian and I talked about this at one of the national conferences that we saw each other as, is the fact that you have to be able to create a system and software that the user can actually be efficient with. Because there's programmers out there who, Mr. Merchant, that you loved programming, but if you don't have that user really embracing it for their operations, then it doesn't resonate the value that Micro Merchant has definitely developed over the years. So, Brian, what sets PrimeRx and Micro Merchant systems apart from so many other pharmacy systems that are out there?
Through the power and flexibility of our Windows-based platform, PrimeRx allows pharmacies to not only build a custom workflow, but to manage multiple custom workflows within a single pharmacy setting. This has really helped our pharmacy customers as the pharmacy market rapidly evolves. We find our PrimeRx customers running multiple custom workflows throughout retail, specialty, compounding, long-term care, closed door, mail order, 340B, hospital and physician outpatient offerings, as well as hub service pharmacies throughout the United States and beyond. And Todd, I'm really excited about the next podcast we have, where we're going to get to hear from a couple of Micro Merchant Systems customers that have taken the automation and custom workflow capabilities of PrimeRx, and we're going to get to hear how those have impacted their pharmacy business. So I'm really excited about podcast number two, when we talk about how customizations have really helped pharmacies improve their pharmacy management systems performance.
You know, Brian, when I hear you say this, it reminds me of my days in pharmacy management software. And if we didn't reflect the values of our customer, whose primary reasoning for existence was keeping the patient safe, keeping the patient healthy as possible, especially when they're in those chronic conditions. And if you don't have a passionate pharmacist to be able to care for those patients, either the patient's going to get sicker, possibly pass away, or they'll leave that pharmacy. This brings me back to the core meaning of why I podcast, why I built this network, and why you're in the business of pharmacy software. And that is the values. If the value of the pharmacist is to keep the patient well and better and moving forward in their life, then the pharmacy management system has to have those same values. So let's talk about Micro Merchant Systems company values.
Yeah, great, Todd. Throughout our 30 years in this technology industry, really from the founding of the company, Micro Merchant Systems and Mr. Merchant as our founder and president, really set us be a company that works with our customers to build the pharmacy management software into a platform that enhances our pharmacy customers' operational efficiencies, compliance, and patient engagement offerings. Our company motto has always been software without limits. It's a testament to our commitment to our values of innovation, reliability, and customer service. Our customers trust us to provide reliable technology solutions that meet their unique pharmacy software needs.
So I'm excited about this series that Micro Merchant is delivering to the Pharmacy Podcast Network, because we're going to get a really wide stance of different customers using the system differently, which really shows the dynamics of the software. It's one thing to be a software provider that you concentrate on maybe community, but when you're able to help a community pharmacy grow into different facets of patient care and different lines of pharmacy, that's pretty exciting. Brian, what kind of pharmacies are using PrimeRx?
Todd, the pharmacies that use PrimeRx, and I have to say that this is actually really fun to get to be the head of the customer-facing element of the business here at PrimeRx, is I love that when we demonstrate our software in all of those use case settings that we talked about at the top of the podcast, the one thing that clients really come away with is, I didn't realize pharmacy software could do all of that. So one of our key market differentiators is our ability to create custom workflows.
Well, that's exciting, because we're going to actually be featuring several of the Micro Merchant PrimeRx customers to really give some differences between how one pharmacy might be using the systems to the next. And I really see us digging a little deeper into a different type of pharmacy from one to the other. But I think the common thread here, Brian and Mr. Merchant, that I'm hearing is really you're so customer focused, and that reflects in the growth of your organization over the years. And this has been 30 plus years. So that means that you're in it for the life of the company. This is your business. It's not like you had a different type of software platform in accounting, and then you decided to come into pharmacy software. It's been like this from the beginning. So this is great. Really appreciate your team being part of the kickoff series for Micro Merchant and telling the story of how pharmacies are leveraging the technology. And we're looking forward to hearing from several of your customers upcoming in this series. So I'd like to say thank you to Brian Courtney and Akbar Merchant, Mr. Merchant, for kicking off this series.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Todd.
You were listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. We were talking with the Micro Merchant team. Please stay tuned for other podcasts coming from the Micro Merchant Systems teams. And as always, we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.